It's another year of giving and another record set by the Stratford and area community. Last night, the United Way Perth Huron, UWPH, celebrated the spirit of the community in a celebration of the same name, and the $2,331,057 raised. Although short of the just over $2.5 million goal, it's still more than the region has raised yet. Last year, the community raised $2.292 million, itself a record-breaking year. This was a harder year for fundraising, there's no doubt about it, Ryan Erb, executive director at UWPH, said. But the community pulled through and we're pleased to announce tonight we've raised $2.345 million, which is 2% more than we raised last year. It's a miracle every year, but our community is so incredible with its generosity. Late in 2023, the campaign was behind what it would normally raise, with Erb telling Stratford Today that the economic downturn was affecting people's ability to give. Even just a few weeks ago, Erb was unsure they would raise so much money. UWPH, community partners, and donors gathered at the Best Western Plus, Arden Park Hotel on Thursday evening to celebrate the spirit of the Perth Huron community. Guests at the sold-out event enjoyed dinner provided by the Hayter family and heard about the positive impact their support has on local lives. UWPH is and has been focusing on addressing the issues of the community, such as housing and homelessness, violence, mental illness. All the money raised, Erb said, goes to helping people face those challenges head-on. Speakers included Vicky Parent from Huron Safe Homes for Youth, Megan Partridge from United Way, Kyle Betts from CMHA Huron Perth, Kathy Vasilakos from United Housing, and performer Kelly Walker, who sang a song about building a beautiful city. United Way presented Volunteer Spirit Awards to Lee Ann Andreessen, Andrea Bernard, Don Dingwall, Tabitha Fisher, Wendy Haggett, Susan Moffat and Patricia Smith. Pennies of Blith, Festival Hydro and the Huron-Perth Catholic District School Board received Community Spirit Awards. FIO Automotive Canada topped the list of workplace fundraising campaigns by raising almost $96,000. FIO also provided a dollar-for-dollar corporate match. Erb also shared that this year they had more help from individuals and corporations than ever before. Co-chairs Rob and Leslie Edney also passed the baton to the new campaign co-chairs John Wolfe and Kristen Sainsbury. The Edneys have been co-chairing the campaign in the region, which takes place not only in Stratford but in Listowel, St. Mary's, Godrich, Exeter, and all places in between. Erb thanked them for their enthusiasm and long hours of working and traveling, but both Rob and Leslie said that it doesn't feel like work to do what you love to do. We would drive up to Godrich, an hour away from St. Mary's, and be greeted with open arms, called by name, asked to participate in events going on in Exeter, Rob said. Your world starts to get small and you make a lot of new friends who have the same values. They won't be finished with the United Way and the work that they do. Rob said that they will be back next year especially. The Edneys also had some advice for the new co-chairs, just enjoy it. Wolfe and Sainsbury thanked the Edneys for their leadership and example and said that they are looking forward to next year's effort, a sentiment shared by many in the room. We'll see you again next year, Erb told the crowd as the evening wrapped up. When we raise yet another record. John Wolfe and Kristen Sainsbury, the next co-chairs for the annual fundraising campaign, thanked the Edneys for their leadership and example and said that they are looking forward to next year. Connor Luchka, Stratford Today.